శ్రీ మాత్రే నమః, జై మాతాది, నమస్తే. వెల్కమ్ టు దిస్ పాడ్కాస్ట్ ఆన్ నవరాత్రి ఫెస్టివల్ ఆర్ దసరా ఫెస్టివల్. ఎస్టర్డే వాజ్ న్యూ మూన్, ఫ్రమ్ టుడే వీ హ్యావ్ ఎ 9-night ఫెస్టివల్. నవరాత్రి ఇస్ 9 nights, దసరా ఇస్ ఎ 10-day ఫెస్టివల్. ఇస్ ద సేమ్, 9 nights ఆర్ 10-day ఫెస్టివల్. వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఫెస్టివల్ ఇన్ ద ఇండియన్ ట్రెడిషన్. వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఫోకసెస్ ఆన్ ఎనర్జీ, ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎనర్జీ, శక్తి. అకార్డింగ్ టు ది ఇండియన్ ఫిలసాఫికల్ సిస్టమ్, హిందూ సిస్టమ్, శక్తి ఈజ్ ఫెమినైన్, అవేర్నెస్ ఆర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈజ్ మాస్కులైన్. ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ కాలింగ్ ఇట్స్ ఎ వన్ పర్స్పెక్టివ్, ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ సేయింగ్ మాస్కులైన్ ఎనర్జీ అండ్ ఫెమినైన్ ఎనర్జీ, ఇట్ లుక్స్ అప్ టు ఎనర్జీ యాజ్ ఫెమినైన్ అండ్ అవేర్నెస్ యాజ్ మాస్కులైన్. శివ అండ్ శక్తి. సో దీస్ 10-day ఫెస్టివల్ ఫోకసెస్ ఆన్ దిస్ శక్తి ఆస్పెక్ట్. సో వీఆర్ ఆస్క్డ్ టు వర్షిప్, ప్రే, మెడిటేట్ అండ్ రీఅలైన్ ఇన్ ఎ పర్టిక్యులర్ వే, ప్రాపర్ వే. శక్తి హ్యాస్ 3 ఆస్పెక్ట్స్, ఆర్ వి కెన్ కాల్ అస్ 3 గుణాస్, త్రిగుణాత్మిక శక్తి. లైక్ దే ఆర్ లైక్ ద 3 టూల్స్, they are like the 3 filters for the energy. All forms of energy is not going to do the best thing. Energy is important, but we need to understand about energy because we all want energy. So the 3 gunas make up shakti: sattva, rajas and tamas. So sattva is all about peace, balance, right knowledge and understanding. Peace doesn't mean that, you know, one will be just sitting quiet and doing nothing. It's a peaceful energy, quiet energy, but quite focused. Somebody can be working 20 hours a day, but peacefully. Right understanding, right knowledge, that is sattva. It leads to happiness within oneself and around oneself. Sattva is a peaceful, joyful, loving, kind, with right understanding, that form of energy. Just think of someone like, you know, very kind, loving, energetic at the same time, is non-judgmental, giving, hardworking, but of course doesn't take any nonsense, stands up against nonsense. That is sattva. Rajas. Rajas represents aggression, dominance, greed, jealousy. So all this show off. So this is all rajas. So one can be very actively working, but out of greed, out of a desire to dominate, desire to usurp, take out somebody's things. So this is rajas, acquiring, overcoming, conquering, all these type of things are rajas. Tamas, darkness, delusion, wrong concepts, wrong ideas, wrong beliefs, leading to more darkness, leading to intense suffering. So this is all tamas. Not able to see one's own mistakes. When somebody gives a feedback, they cannot take it at all. That is tamas. Somebody knows when the feedback is given, they understand, this is about me, but I don't accept it. That is rajas. But I don't even see. That is tamas. Darkness, delusion. These are there in the nature already. These are there within us and outside us, around us. This is what has been brought, what was brought in the Indian mythology through stories. Devi Mahatmyam, there is one book, if you read, it describes particular types of demons. Fight between the evil and the good. Continuous. There are problems, challenges always around us and within us. We suffer many times due to inner conflicts, which finally we have to deal with. And there are conflicts around us. So these forces, these patterns of energy are there within and outside. So this particular festival brings focus to that and then explains, shows through stories, because through stories we understand very well how particular types of energy patterns can be really damaging to oneself and to everyone around. When I am driven by greed, not only I suffer, but I make people around me suffer. My family members will suffer. My friends will suffer. My employees will suffer if I am an employer. My colleagues will suffer if I am jealous. If I want to dominate, my subordinates will suffer. So suffering will be there around. That is rajas. Tamas, when I am deluded, but I think I am right. I am holding on to concepts and beliefs which are wrong, and I think that they are the right ones. I am led, I am directed. Then also there will be deep sense of suffering. This is what is shown in the Devi Mahatmyam, the book, which talks about different forms of demons. Chanda, Munda, Mahishasura, like this many names are given. Actually, all the demons are nothing but expressions of some of these energies. If you look at ego as a form, then this will be a Mahishasura. Things like that, another form will be expression of the greed. So that is when it is shown that the Shakti assumes different forms and fights them and kills them, dominates them. There is one demon called Raktabija. Every drop of the blood which falls on the ground will produce so many demons. So Mother, Divine Mother, has to assume the form of Kali and not allow a drop of blood to fall on the ground when she was killing. This is like a cancer. Spreads. And these negative forces, they attract similar forces. They act like magnets, attract them, and then they spread. So this is an eternal thing going on outside in the world. Now we are seeing the period of intense turmoil, most unfortunate, so much of suffering around. If you carefully look into that, the rajas and tamas are at full play. Sattva has gone to the behind the screen. Within individuals, within the communities, within the society, between the countries, the sattva is taken a back seat. In the driver's seat, now rajas and tamas are sitting. Unfortunate times. So during these times, as individuals, whatever we can do, I always tell my friends and people that we need to do what we need to do. We cannot do certain things. Why think about those things which we cannot do? So we'll try to do whatever best we can do is to introspect, align ourselves with the sattva, sattvic forces, within ourselves and outside, not get carried away by the brute force of rajas and tamas. Someone can ask me a question that what will happen if I am carried away by rajas and tamas? Suffering. Suffering will follow us like shadow follows. Buddha somewhere says, suffering will follow us the way shadow follows. So if we are ready for the suffering, then we are free. The most important thing is we are free. We are free to suffer and still not acknowledge. When I am suffering, I can say, I am not suffering. I am all right. I have that freedom. So we are free essentially to align our shakti, our energies to sattva and stay strong and calm in these turbulent periods. Maybe it will be a good thing in all these 9 days. People meditate a little bit and align themselves. If they're interested in a mantra, I can say, Om Shri Matre Namaha. Matre Namaha is mother. We are looking at the universal energy as mother. Om Shri Matre Namaha. But if we want energy, we want strength, there is another mantra. Om Dum Durgayai Namaha. Om Dum Durgayai Namaha. Om Kleem Kalyai Namaha. Durga, one who removes obstacles, one who destroys the evil forces. So even with Kali. Om Kleem Kalyai Namaha. So one can meditate on these, repeat these mantras and meditate. Or if you are not interested in the mantras, it doesn't matter. Just looking, staying quiet, sitting sometime quietly these 10 days, observing the breath for a few minutes, staying calm and slowly recognizing how our energy is getting affected by the energy around. So very easily we will get carried away by the energy around, because we are not isolated beings. Remember this. We are influenced by the thought process and energy around. We easily pick it up without even our knowledge. So be careful, because our antennas are up. As yoga people, we are all quite energetic, empathetic, watchful. So we need to watch how our energy is getting slowly influenced by rajas and tamas and those forces, and gather ourselves to stay quiet, strong in the line of sattva. So start every day with a gentle observation of the breath for 2-3 minutes, because breath is prana, prana is shakti. So staying with the prana, observing the breath quietly, and then slowly aligning ourselves to the energy of sattva, and not get carried away by the thought patterns of rajas and tamas, which are there in the social media, it's in the air. We may easily pick it up. Like some time back when the pandemic was going on, fear was there, fear and uncertainty, insecurity, they were there in the air. People were all feeling scared, not knowing what will happen next. So we were all picking it up. Now again something else is coming up. World is always like this. We only have to take care of our skin and try to protect people around us. That's what we can do. So whatever we can do, we should try to do that. So I wish you all a wonderful Navaratri celebrations festival, and wish you all health, happiness and strength. Jai Mata Di. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.